You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Sammy.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Shall we begin?
It's time to get things started on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, motivational show!
It gives me an option to leave the meeting if I don't want to be recorded.
I don't want to participate.
That's new.
Leave.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Okay, sorry. No, it's...
Okay. 3, 2.
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan.
Howdy, friends.
Yes. And of course, we are produced by Limitless Broadcasting.
Don't forget to check out our social medias after the show. We have Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Facebook.
Yes, all of them.
Yeah, I got them all.
Check them out. Oh, goodness gracious. So this is our first episode for the summer. It is summer. Yes. How is it summer of 24 already?
It's flying by.
Yep.
Like, it makes no sense to me, but it's here. Yes. And if you don't remember what we're talking about for the summer of 2024, we are doing all things 90s. Yes, we are bringing the 90s back to the podcast.
To the 90s nostalgia.
Yes, we are talking DuckTales. We're talking Chippendale, Darkwing Duck, Rescue Rangers. And as the summer progresses, we're going to get into some of those lovely teen chick flicks that we love so much, such as 10 Things I Hate About You and She's All That. So we have a fun summer ahead of us.
We do. I'm super excited.
And all the crazy is finally done, so we can actually go back to a normal schedule.
For now, yes.
What do you mean for now?
That's well. Voting. I mean, like, when we head into the fall, I'm going to start getting busy again, and Dan is definitely going to be busy, so.
This is true.
We'll take the breather for now.
It's odd that summer is our breather, because usually summer is, like, the busiest time for people.
Yeah.
But it's not. At least not for me. My busy is done. I am not allowed to do anything busy until next year now. Because if you all don't remember, I got married last month.
Yes. Big news.
What'd you say, Dan?
I said, remind yourself of that, because if you're like me or anybody else, you're creative and you'll be like, I need to do something.
Well, doing creative stuff, like as my hobby, is different than like doing like big like trips and things like
That's fair. That's fair.
Which we are doing a vacation in September, but it's like a local. We're staying here doing day trips around the way. He needs he needs to take time off because he didn't really get time off after the wedding. And I have 4 more days of PTO, so we're going to use that. But I already started planning for our Disney trip next year.
I know. Like, the second you decided that's what you were doing, you were like, okay, this is where we're staying. This is what we're going to do. Okay.
As if there was anywhere else he would go.
He chose it. Again, I'm telling you people, I don't know if you believe me because it's me, but I gave him options and he said, no, let's just go to Disney.
Yes.
And I'm like, this is why I married you.
Yeah. Good
you
choice.
Have conformed.
Good job. Good job.
Oh, goodness. Well, that's new in my life. Anything else new in you guys' life? Because even though it's like been only a week for our listeners, it's been a month for us since we've like gotten together for the podcast. We were together for the wedding. But we haven't gotten together for the podcast. So anything new?
I don't think so. I'm going to be doing a new work schedule, but that's not till July. So nothing new right now.
Dan, anything with you?
I mean, a lot of life stuff going on, but nothing really like, hello, nothing like, you know, yeah.
Great, presenting worthy?
Eh, not exactly. Although I will say I'm still searching for a new car, so that's fun. I don't know if I had mentioned that.
No, before. You didn't.
Oh, yeah. My car got totaled like 3 months ago, so I've been without a car.
I heard that.
Yeah. So, yeah. Hopefully I'll have one again soon, but it's been irritating.
That sucks.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, no so. Fun.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, on that note.
Cheerful.
Let's talk about some 90s shows, which actually total things a lot. So this is perfect. Mm-hmm. And the first one we are going to talk about this summer is DuckTales, the original DuckTales, not the new whatever DuckTales.
Yes, we are not doing the 2017 version.
That was weird. No. That threw me off.
I can't do that.
I was looking at it on Disney Plus, and I was like, okay, DuckTales. Wait, this doesn't look right. Why are their heads square?
Exactly, because it's weird. The animation is horrible and weird, and I don't like it.
It's odd. It's very odd.
So that's why we're not doing it. We're doing classic.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Sammy did all the notes for this, so Sammy, go ahead and take it away.
Now, let me see. Let me see if this will work. Let's see if it'll play. I had to do it. Life is like a hurricane. You in the bird. Gotta love it, right? And Dan was already humming it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Couple episodes the other night, and we were jamming to this.
Yes, yeah. I know, right? This is one I don't want to skip the intro. Yeah, we'll be doing this a lot this summer. Sorry, because the theme songs. I mean, come on,
the theme songs are like a character. They're half the character, or half the show.
They are. That's the 90s. Yeah. All the 90s shows, like their theme songs were bomb. And I'm so glad you're going to do them throughout the summer.
Yes. Yeah, that was one of the things when I was putting the notes together. You know, I'm like, we're gonna listen to the theme songs. Yeah, just had to do it. And what a good one to start with DuckTales.
I know.
You know?
Okay.
Okay, so all these summaries, when I'm putting this together, and I'm just throwing this out there because Ashley, I know we split this up. I just got my summaries from Disney.com. So, to be consistent, to make it easier, you know, because I know IMDb can wander off sometimes. So I was like, we'll just go to the source for the summaries. So the summary for this one, if you've never seen DuckTales, which please go watch it. The original.
You're a millennial and you've never seen DuckTales. You've got problems.
I feel bad if you've never seen it.
At least the movie. Because I watched the show not as much, but I did watch the movie a lot.
Oh, the movie.
DuckTales Treasure.
Treasure of the Lost Lamp. I love that movie.
Lost Treasure or something.
Pretty sure I can quote that entire movie, or at least most of it.
Oh, yeah. I was watching it. I started yesterday, and I was watching it this morning while I was getting ready. That's why I was running behind, because I was like, oops. Didn't look at the time. We'll get there. Okay. So for the series, when Donald Duck leaves town to join the Navy, nephews Huey, Dewey, and Louie are left in the care of Donald's uncle, Scrooge McDuck. However, Scrooge has little time for the family as he is kept busy protecting his vast fortune from the notorious Beagle Boys.
So, I forgot Donald went to the Navy, and that's just weird.
I did too. I couldn't remember why Donald wasn't in it. And then I was like, oh yeah, that was like a plot thing for him.
I actually never knew that, so.
Well, there you go. I feel like, I think it was probably only addressed, I mean, realistically, it was in the first episode, and then Donald just wasn't in it, so just,
Yeah.
And so it was. So there's a lot of voice actors in this one. I think this one, Okay, first of all, this series had 100 episodes, which is more than any of the other ones we're going to be talking about in the next couple of weeks. So, yeah. So, very impressive. We have our star, Alan Young, who was in 97 episodes as Scrooge McDuck. It's a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
But I also didn't realize he didn't do the voice or he wasn't in all of them. I just assumed Scrooge was in all 100 episodes, but I guess not. Oh, yeah.
Interesting. Anyway, there might have been like an episode or two where it's just like Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
That's
like,
what I'm assuming. Yeah. But yeah, I couldn't. Well, it's 100 episodes, so who could remember that anyway? But. And we have Russi Taylor, who did Huey, Dewey, and Louie, and Webby, and Mrs. Quackenbush.
So, okay.
Yeah, lots of characters there. Chuck McCann did Duckworth, Burger, Beagle, Bouncer Beagle, the Mayor of Duckburg, the Chief of Police, Lord Baltmount. I mean, like, it's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot. Just wait till we get to Jim Cummings in one of these episodes or one of these series. It's insane how many characters
he know. Had.
He was not really in this one, though, which surprised me. So Jim Cummings will be popping up soon in this summer series, and we'll be talking about him a lot.
He might have been finishing up Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, I would say he did Winnie the Pooh, but he was like a continuous voice that just popped up so many times.
Everywhere.
Side characters. Everywhere. Anytime you hear a guy, if he sounds like this and kind of goofy like this, that's most likely Jim Cummings.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he definitely was in this, but as like side characters. But yeah. Coming up, he's going to be very prominent in our series. So. Terry McGovern was Launchpad. That's his big claim to fame. Launchpad was only in 56. Well, I don't know if Launchpad was in all these because he did a couple. Like, he did one of the Beagle Boys, too. But Launchpad wasn't in as many episodes as I would have thought. I just felt like Launchpad was, like, there all the time, but clearly not. But he's one of my favorites, so that's probably why I was thinking that.
Yeah.
And Frank Welker, again, was doing some of the Beagle Boys, Big Time Beagle, Baggy Beagle, a lot of other characters. He was in 56 episodes. Hal Smith did 46 episodes. Again, like Guy Wrote Gear Loose. Again, multiple characters. And Joan Gerber was in 44 episodes. So I just want to shout them out because they did so many episodes. It's impressive, you know?
Well, and how, if he did Flint Hurt Gulum, that means he did Gizmo.
Yeah, right? I don't know. I can't remember where I got this list from. I think this was on Wikipedia.
He had to have done Gizmo. Yeah. Because Flint Hurt is Gizmo. And the only reason I remember that is because those are the episodes we watched. Because they're Brett's favorite is the Gizmo duck episodes.
So anyway, yeah, there's a lot more voice actors. These are just the ones that I decided to mention because they were in so many. But lots of people worked on this. So, DuckTales was based on Uncle Scrooge and other comic books that were created by Carl Barks. The show premiered on September 18th, 1987, had 100 episodes, and its finale aired in November 28th, 1990. So, it's a lot of episodes, yeah. Production began during the summer of 1986. And unlike Disney's earlier cartoons, which all aired on the Saturday morning schedule, Disney decided that DuckTales would premiere in syndication on weekday afternoons. So it was initially ordered for 65 episodes. And then obviously that grew. So DuckTales really kicked off this like renaissance that we had of all of these cartoons. This was the first one.
Okay.
So this is the reason we got so many of the other awesome ones like Rescue Rangers, Tailspin, all of that. So. Yeah.
Nice.
And I looked this up for all of these series because I was just curious. So the episodes of DuckTales are usually about 23 minutes long, which these days, I mean, you don't get, you know, I feel like sometimes you're lucky to get like 20 minutes out of an episode of stuff. So
right. Yeah, it's so dumb.
But they did have a couple episodes that were longer. The longest one being Sphinx for the Memories, which was 30 minutes. Can't even imagine them doing a 30-minute episode of anything now. It's crazy.
No.
So I have never looked at the comics. So this is interesting. In the Carl Barks comics, Scrooge McDuck is actually a lot greedier and meaner. And he was viewed more as an antagonist than a protagonist. So obviously they toned him down for this series so he would be a little more affectionate and kind-hearted.
But it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if we think about it, he is literally named after Scrooge from...
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't he... He was created for the Christmas Carol, right? And then they made comics? Or was the comics first? And then... Because I know they took him from the Christmas Carol and then put him in this show, right? That's what we talked about.
Yeah, the comics were way before the show. Okay. So they swapped him out of the comics. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And put him in here. And then made him nicer.
Yeah.
For the cartoon.
I mean... It would have been entertaining if he was a little bit more antagonist towards the boys, but I mean, it's still good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And there were new characters added, obviously, who were not in the comics, notably Launchpad McQuack. He was actually pitched by creative duo Ken Koontz and David Wymers, who would end up being the show's most frequent writers.
So, nice.
Yeah, I thought that was a good addition. I love Launchpad.
I know, he's so great.
Yeah, he's fun.
Mm-hmm. And prominent reoccurring antagonists include the Beagle Boys, a devious witch, Magica de Spell, and Scrooge's arch nemesis, Flintheart Glimgold. I do. I love her, Magica. Yeah. I wish I could be her. Just like, the outfit and everything and her confidence. She's awesome. You know, for a nemesis, she's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Wait, arch nemesis Flintheart McGollum. Did I mess that up? Was that not Gizmo? Who was Gizmo?
Is that Gizmo? I can't remember. I thought
Fenton
you were right.
Crackshell. Fenton Crackshell is Gizmo.
Oh.
I got the name wrong.
That makes okay.
I'm sorry, people.
It's okay. It's a lot to remember and take in. Yeah, it's okay. You fixed it. We're good.
I did. I fixed it. We're good.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. So the show's second season is when they added on Fenton Crackshell. Okay.
There he is.
Gizmo Duck. Yeah. See, I even had this in the notes and I forgot. And they added on Bubba Duck, originally pitched as Robo Duck and Bubba Duck by Tad Stones. And the stories in season two generally shifted away from the globetrotting plots of the first season and they stayed more in Duckburg as we moved into that one. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I thought that was interesting too, a little bit of a change there. And although Scrooge and his nephews are the main stars, there are some episodes that focus on other characters like Launchpad, Gearloose, Duckworth the butler, and Mrs. Beakley the housekeeper, and Webby, Doofus, that's right, all made out the central characters, you know. So they pretty much established that all by the second season, you know, who all we were going to have. And in the comics, Donald Duck was not in the Navy, and he was always hanging around Scrooge, Huey, Dewey, and Louie in their adventures. But the show's creators thought that Donald might steal the focus from Scrooge and that his voice would be too hard to understand. So they took him out, and then they put in a new character, Launchpad, to kind of replace him. So
I agree with the first part. Mm-hmm. He would have taken away because Donald is funny.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But we all know how to translate Donald. That's how, I mean, we go translating Donald.
I agree.
I mean, we don't need words. We just need essence.
Exactly.
His facial expressions tell us everything.
Yeah, we know what he's saying. We know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I agree with that too. Yeah. But again, yeah, I definitely agree with the first part that he would have been the central focus of the show. And it was nice to explore his family and let them kind of do their own thing. So. And when the initial ideas for DuckTales were brainstormed, Disney was also considering a TV series inspired by Indiana Jones and a team that would go on adventures worldwide searching for treasures. After rereading the Uncle Scrooge comics by Carl Barks, Michael Eisner realized that many of the adventure elements were already incorporated into their storylines. So they merged the two ideas into one and we got DuckTales from that.
Cool. I love it.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was a fun fact. I liked that too.
Yes.
I was like, yeah, I get the vibe. I can feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Alongside the scripts, animation, and characters, Mark Mueller's DuckTales theme, as sung by Jeff Presetto, has also been credited with increasing the show's popularity.
Oh, yeah.
We pretty much established that at the beginning of this episode. And each episode of the first season cost $275,000, which was a lot for them to invest in this, because you did not spend that kind of money on cartoons back in the 90s or late 80s, early 90s. But they wanted to take a chance on it. Eisner wanted to take a chance on it, and it paid off.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Eisner started our golden age. So, mm-hmm.
Yep, it was the highest rated anime show in 87. So that tells you right there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would imagine like the animation was a lot more expensive to do anyway back then.
Yeah, because the way they had to do
close
it.
Close to what we have now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So very interesting. And as I said, they ordered 65 episodes, but they added on another 35 and a feature film. And comics, and picture books, and read-along books. And it spawned the highly successful syndicated daily Disney Afternoon television block. And in 1990, it was one of several animated series to cross over into the Cartoon All-Stars to the Rescue special. Which, I didn't look this up, but I don't remember this at all, either. From 1990, but I was like 3. So, I mean, that's probably why. I have no idea. You know? I don't remember this, but apparently they had a big crossover, thing on the Disney Channel. And
they do like their crossovers.
I know. Mm-hmm. I had to just give up because then I found a whole thing that, like a wiki that listed where they referenced this show across like all the Disney things. And I'm like, it's too much. Like, I don't want to spend forever on this. So you can look it up yourself if you're curious. And if you remember recently, we've had a lot of protests and unrest about racism, et cetera, making sense, you know, the world is changing. Mm-hmm. So Disney Plus has actually added like a disclaimer in at the beginning of some of the episodes where they acknowledge that there may be negative depictions of other cultures and stereotypes in the mm-hmm. episode. So I found one and I don't even remember which episode I watched, but accidentally. I came across one that had the disclaimer at the beginning.
Okay.
So rather than take it off, they just acknowledged, you know.
I'm mm-hmm. glad they put the disclaimer instead of taking it off because, there are some things that just don't translate well anymore. But there are some things where it is satire and people need to understand that we can look at it as satire now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, when we get to Tailspin, has some episodes that are no longer aired, so. We will get there when we get to that episode.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. But the DuckTales remain, just with a note at the beginning. And the movie. So, yeah, we were definitely going to talk about the movie, you know, like Dan referenced, because this, I agree with what Dan said. This is what I watched over and over and over and over again. Yeah, I would watch the show, but this, we're all in agreement. This was my jam right here.
Absolutely.
Is the Treasure of the Lost Lamb from 1990. Mm. Like,
I still have the VHS. It is in my storage unit right now.
I have it on DVD, not VHS, but
lucky.
As I said, I was just watching it on Disney Plus too.
If I have any version of it, it's a VHS, but it's one that I recorded off of cable.
That's even better. So that is vintage. That's genuine
90s.
Oh, no. I love the Dan version, though. Come on.
Yeah.
You can't beat recording it.
Complete with commercials.
And you have to, like, fast forward through the commercial sort of deal? Yeah. Is it one of those?
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the best thing ever. I love it.
So much nostalgia.
I still have random commercials that pop up in my mind when I'm just thinking, and I'm like, what commercial? I guarantee it was from that just watching the watching the tape over and over again and having those commercials just recorded in my brain.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Probably.
Okay. So the movie came out in 1990. Again, Huey, Dewey, and Louie and their long-suffering Uncle Scrooge are back. They're battling against evil, shape-shifting sorcerer Murloc for possession of a magical lamp. Mm-hmm. And this was interesting. So this movie did have positive reviews from critics, but it underperformed at the box office, earning only $18.1 million on a $20 million budget. So they had other plans for more movies, and they scrapped it because it underperformed. And I was just like, what? This is just sad.
Yeah.
Because obviously this is important to us. And I'm like, there could have been more. Really?
Do you think it would do better? Because, like, I don't know. I feel like people were more open to... I mean, yeah, it's a cartoon, but, like, I don't know. I feel like back then people would be more open to stuff like that.
I know.
Hold on. Disney movies out in 1990.
I can't remember what it was up against. I think I did read that, but...
Little Mermaid, probably. Well, that was 89.
No, that was 87, I thought.
No, 88.
No, it was 89.
89. No, 89, because I was 89. 89, my bad. You're right, Dan. I should have known that.
So it doesn't tell me which one it was up against, but Rescuers Down Under came out that same year. Okay. So did Home Alone. So did Three Men and a Little Lady.
Rescuers Down Under, that makes sense.
That's weird.
Rescuers Down Under is a classic.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Rescuers Down Under is like the best Rescuers. I love it more than the first one.
Yeah, that was always my go-to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, I'm actually partial to the first one, to the original one. But that's
really? Oh my gosh.
Probably because I read the book of the original one, so like before I saw the movie.
That would make a difference, probably.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, for the movie, all of our favorite characters are back, and they added on Richard Libertini as Dijon, and Christopher Lloyd is the Sorcerer Murloc. June Foray was Miss Featherby. Chuck McCann was Duckworth, you know, et cetera. But, and Rip Taylor was Genie. But yeah, I forgot, like, you know, like you watch as a kid and I just have no clue who anybody is for voices. And now it's just so fun to be like, it's Christopher Lloyd. He's Murloc. This is great. You know, just nerdy stuff like that when you're a grown up and you can pick up on stuff a little bit better.
Oh, okay. So I found the box office list for August of 1990. Ghost.
Oof. Okay.
Okay.
Also, Die Hard 2.
Still,
School Book was re-released. But that, I mean, DuckTales was number 10 on the charts for the month. It was in the top 10.
That's still pretty good.
It was
good.
Like Ghost, Presumed Innocent, Flatliners, Young Guns 2, Problem Child, Arachnophobia. Air America, Die Hard 2, and The Exorcist were above it.
Ooh.
Gotcha.
But the biggest one was Ghost.
Love Flatliners.
Robbie loves that movie, too.
Good one.
Don't know what it is.
And it's good.
It's good. It's it's like kind of a cult classic. But
I would say, yeah, cult classic, yeah.
A lot of movies came out that month.
We used to, like, really get some, like, I mean, okay, they're not all great movies, but, you know, there used to be a lot of options when you're going to the movies.
Yeah, we don't have that anymore.
Not really.
No, we do not.
It's not the same.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. So I just clicked a button and it shows each year and like the total gross for the year in the box office domestically. So let's see here. From 2009 to 2019, they were in the... Is that billions? 11 billion?
I'm sure it's billions.
It's double digit billions.
Mm-hmm.
2020 went down to 2 billion.
Yeah.
And it slowly started to rise. 2022, 2023 had a great year. 2024 is only sitting at 2 mil or 2 bill right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we just, we've had some big losses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they'll make up some of that. I mean, with some of the movies coming out soon, like Deadpool. I mean, they're already.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like insanely. The ticket and price sales are just like off the charts already for that. So,
what else is Deadpool's coming out? Something else is coming out for Disney this year.
Inside Out 2 is going to be a big one.
Inside Out 2 is going to be a big one. Moana 2 is coming out in November.
Yeah, they just randomly threw that out there. Hold on a second. I'm sorry, Disney, what? You just didn't tell anybody you were even doing this. They're like, guess what, guys?
Moana 2. I'm like, what?
Guess what? In November, guess what's coming? And everyone's like, I'm sorry. Did we know this? Did you mention you were
know this?
You were like working on this for 2 years or whatever? No.
We knew that it was a possibility, but they didn't give us anything. They sneaky.
Very sneaky Disney. Yeah.
Sneaky Disney. Which I finally watched Wish, so we're gonna have to do an episode about that at some point.
Did you like it, Ashley? It's not the best. Okay, it's not the best movie, but I thought it was cute.
I think the concept is cute. Everything outside of the music is great. I hate the music.
The music could have been better. That's fair.
The songs are not catchy. They're not Disney catchy. I feel like that's what, they're just...
Yeah, most of the reviews that I've heard, they say the music is kind of what ruins it.
It is. It is. As soon as their music started, I'm like, and I'm done. I don't even want to finish this movie. I liked the message. I liked the concept. Ralph thinks that the concept was not good, that it was very, what's the word I'm looking for? Superficial. I'm like, No, you just don't understand the concept. Me and him had a whole fight over text message about it. It was kind of entertaining. And how they just was laughing as it was happening.
Rob's a hater. Rob's just being a hater.
He's very critical of Disney movies, and he needs to chill.
I love you, Ralph, but you're a hater sometimes.
He is.
Assuming he ever sees this.
I don't know if he does. I think Holly watches it every once in a while, or listens every once in a while. But yeah, anyways. I really like the story. I do not like the music, but let's get back to
DuckTales. We'll get to it. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So back to DuckTales, what we were supposed to be talking about. Yeah. So, DuckTales video game was developed by Capcom and released for Nintendo and Game Boy in 1989. And a sequel, DuckTales 2, was released for Nintendo and Game Boy in 1993. And there was also a handheld LCD game from Tiger Electronics in 1990. So lots of, I just love this because, you know, back in the day, you could get like these great, like random video games that really did make any sense, but they were just awesome. Yeah. And a different platform game, DuckTales The Quest for Gold, was released by Incredible Technologies for computers in 1990. And so I had a side note on this. So all this time I had this memory. I was like, oh, I had a DuckTales game for Sega. Sega, people, Sega. Look it up if you have no idea. Classic. I was like, it's a DuckTales game. And then when I was looking this up, I was like, where's the one I had? They didn't list Sega, and I'm confused. So I looked it up, and it was not a DuckTales game. It was a Donald Duck game called Quackshot. And it was Donald Duck and Huey, Dewey, and Louie, and they're treasure hunters. So that's why I thought it was like DuckTales, because they were they were like dressed the way they were treasure hunters, and it was inspired by Indiana Jones. So that's why this one time I thought it was DuckTales and just, I guess, forgot Scrooge like wasn't in it. And I don't know.
We were young.
I can't remember, but I loved the crap out of that game.
Never had a Sega. We always had Nintendo. We had Super Nintendo, N64, like those. We didn't have Sega.
We were a Nintendo family back then.
I mean, it's not that we cared. It's just, I think that's what you had. That's what we had.
Yeah, we had my dad had a Sega, so then I had games for that, and then he got a PlayStation, then he got an Xbox, and I had a Nintendo for a while, so classic cartridge, you know.
Games. Super Nintendo or the original Nintendo?
No, it was original, yeah.
See, that's the one I always, I love the Super Nintendo, I grew up on those games, but I always loved the original one.
I do too. From
like 85.
I love like the 8-bit sounds.
Yeah.
Duck game.
Literally, I'll just watch playthroughs as like Super Mario 3, like those old 8-bit sounds.
It's so great.
Yeah.
I do miss that.
Ugh, so much fun.
Yeah.
We are those old people that just like think of nostalgia anymore.
We are the old people. Also, when I was rewatching a couple episodes of this, in the opening sequence, you know, during the theme song, there's like one little quick bit where there's a bit where Scrooge is like out in space. He's got the space someone on. He's reaching for an alien. We used to have that as a screensaver on our computer. I don't remember anything else about it, like realistically, but instantly I was like, oof, I had that as a screensaver. I specifically remember the Scrooge McDuck floating around with alien.
When did you guys get a computer in your home finally? Like, I didn't get one until I was, like, in fifth grade.
Oh. It was probably a little bit before that. But I wouldn't say, like, excessively before, like, around that time. Yeah.
I think for me it was about fourth, fifth grade. I've been, like, 97?
Actually, I think ours was sixth grade. So I think we didn't get it until 98 or 99.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely had a little bit before that.
We were little on the, my family was a little on the later track when it came to like electronics. And it just, that's why I feel like sometimes I'm like, I don't feel like what they categorize me as, because I did not get everything right away. Like a lot of millennials did. But anywho,
it's okay.
How have you classified it as like right away? I don't know, because I remember a significant amount of time prior to having a computer, but.
Well, like, even when we got a computer in that time, it wasn't like a, what we, like, It wasn't a wireless, like not wireless, but like dial up or anything. It was just like an old computer that you had a random word thing on.
Oh, we had that. Yeah, my family had that. We had the old Zenith computer, like a DOS program. Yeah, it was like an
old, like. Yeah.
You had to like type in commands in order to pull anything up.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So
we had that.
We didn't. I mean, I don't remember having dial up until 7th grade, I think.
Okay.
That's when we finally got it. Because that's when we started like AOL chatting and all the things, or doing the stupid surveys. Oh my gosh.
We just email each other back and forth. Oh, stupid.
Yeah. So stupid.
And that stuff, it's funny how that stuff never goes away. Like those dumb surveys that we thought was just a trend. People still do those to this day. They put it on Facebook or wherever. Like you'd think they would die out, but they just don't.
They do. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, they just take it a step further. They like share it with everyone, where we only should like emailed it with each other. The person we want to see it.
True.
Like I didn't send, when I did one for Sammy, I only sent it to Sammy. I didn't send it to the whole world.
That makes
sense. Exactly. The big
what
difference.
Email program did you have? Like what email system?
I used the
very, very first one.
AOL.
AOL.
The first one.
AOL.
Yeah.
Mine was Juno.
Oh, I remember Juno.
Juno, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, our first one was AOL, and then I got Hotmail sometime in high school.
Yeah, I had Hotmail too. Yeah.
And then went to Gmail in college.
Yeah, same. Yeah, it was like time to upgrade. Go to the and now it's still same. I had the same email address forever now.
Oh yeah. I still have the same email address, the AD, my last name that I'm not going to say online, at Gmail, but I also have like, I have a couple other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just made one for me and Brett so we could put all our bills in one stinking inbox so it doesn't get mixed up.
That makes sense. But,
my main one still has my maiden name in it. And I'm just like, it's too much work to switch it. So I'm just going to keep using it forever.
My first Gmail I got was when I was graduating college, because I just kept I used my college email throughout college.
Yeah, that's true.
And then I was graduating. True. I was like, okay, I'm going to need a regular email, Gmail. Put my Dan Gray. What's my name? 2010. Well, that's the year I graduated. That works. So it's literally been 2010 since 2010.
Yeah. Right.
It's a 14-year-old email and it's still 2010. It's like, all right.
Yeah, I used to have one. It was, I don't use this anymore, so it's fine. I think it was my Hotmail. It was Mickey Rocks 15. Can you guess when I made that email? I think I was
15. Or no,
I'm pretty sure I was 15 years old when I made it. And then I had that for years and years. I'm like, really?
Yep, I remember that email.
Yes.
I don't remember my AOL. But it had something to do with horses. I know it did. I don't remember exactly what it was.
Horses.
I was a horse girl growing up.
I know.
So that was it. And then my Hotmail, I have no idea what my Hotmail was.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even remember. I'd have to look at the surveys to see if like our emails are on there. But we got off topic.
We did. This is probably going to happen a lot this summer.
Yeah. Because we're going into nostalgia.
Yeah, we
just call it Nostalgia Month instead of 90.
It's the millennial summer. That's what it is.
Yeah. Millennials drowning their sorrows.
We should go get some shots and take one every time we get reminiscing about something.
A little early for that. A little early.
I guess.
I got errands to run today.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So back to DuckTales, because we just got on a nostalgic, crazy train. So for me, DuckTales it's not my favorite out of all of the cartoons, but it's really up there on the top. Like for me, we watched the Gizmo Duck episodes a couple days ago, and it just was so great and nostalgic. It just felt like home again, like sitting down and watching DuckTales is like nothing's changed. I'm like this little kid again watching them go through their shenanigans with the Beagle Boys and the he had to move his bank to a different spot and just all the fun things. Like I don't know. Where does DuckTales kind of match on you guys's?
I mean, I think for me, I was always bigger into Darkwing Duck and the Rescue Rangers. yeah, were my go-to.
Rescue Rangers is at the top of my list.
Yeah.
Same. No, that's I'm definitely in the same boat with that. And we were actually just talking about them a minute ago. Like, as far as the show goes, it's hit or miss, but the movie is really kind of what sticks out.
That's our jam. Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably one of our, like, could we collectively say that's probably one of our favorite movies growing up?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could watch it. I could watch it today. I mean, maybe it's just nostalgia, but I don't even think it's nostalgia. It's just the story. It's a good story.
Yeah.
It's an adventure. I think I need to watch it. It's a fashion
adventure.
I think that just needs to be done.
Yeah. Like I said, Robbie wasn't sure if he's seen it. And then I got very upset with him yesterday. And I was like, he's like, well, I don't know if you've ever watched it with me. And I'm like, do I literally just sit and watch it by myself? And I was like, I guess I probably have done that several times.
How has he not seen this movie?
Well, I have officially said, you know, we're going to watch it because you have to see the DuckTales movie.
Even Brett has seen DuckTales.
He watched X-Men and crap growing up. And I'm just like, you're missing out on all these classic Disney things.
So I watched this too. I watched X-Men and Batman and
I know Dan fit stuff. It in. I don't know what his problem is, but
I don't know.
And to me, it all just
sometimes I wonder at that about that boy.
Me too. Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah. Well, anything else for DuckTales?
Anything else anyone wants to share? About the movie, show, whatever. No. Hmm. Again.
It's good.
Yeah.
Well, it's good. Go watch. Yeah. The original. Not that.
Yeah, we don't.
Words
we don't,
I can't say.
We don't vibe with this 2017 thing.
I haven't seen the new one, but I'm frightened of it just based on the thumbnails.
I tried.
Yeah. Couldn't do it. Okay. I haven't watched it either, but I'm assuming it's not. I'm assuming the story is not bad. I'm assuming it's just the animation.
Yeah, that's the voices.
Freaking me out.
The voices are different.
Oh,
you know, like I mean, just...
okay. To be fair, they did update it briefly in the late '90s too, when they actually aged the nephews up by a few years. They were like teenagers.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so it's not the first time they've changed things around, and that was pretty good as well. I do remember.
What show did they do that?
I think it was just another version of DuckTales.
But
it was
I don't know what it was called, but I do vaguely remember an older version of Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Mm-hmm. And that one actually did have Donald in it. Like, he replaced Scrooge.
What was it called?
I like this. I'm trying to find out.
Quack Pack.
Oh!
Yeah, okay.
I remember that.
I forgot about the Quack Pack.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. It wasn't bad. It was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I don't remember disliking that.
Yeah.
Honestly. I remember the promo where it had all three nephews and they were like, they asked him like, what do you like to do? And it went through each one. Chase girls, play video games, eat junk food, then went back to the first one. Chase girls. I was like, yeah, they're definitely teenagers.
That's pretty common. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh man. It's crazy.
Well, should we wrap it up?
Yeah, I think we're good on this one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Pixie Dusters, thank you so much for joining us for our nostalgic first episode of the 90s summer about DuckTales. Again, if you have not watched the originals, you should at least go watch some of it. But if you have not seen Treasure of the Lost Lamp,
please,
you need to fix this ASAP.
Absolutely.
Like, everybody, your kids will love it. You will love it. Everyone will love it. Just great. Go watch. Yeah. And come back next week because we are kind of going in a timeline. So the first one that came out was DuckTales. The next one that came out in 89 is Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, which is one of our favorites. So it will definitely be a good episode. So
yes,
we will see you next week, Pixie Dusters. Until then, bye.
Thanks.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan. The show is written and produced by Ashley and Sammy, except for those manifestos, which are all written by Dan himself. Intro and audio editing by Sammy. Logo created by Ashley. The show is produced as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Make sure you check out all of our other shows and have a magical day.